Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome back to another episode of the CS Podcast presented by the NUC NFL Draft Bible. I am your host, Christian Schanefeld, and ladies and gentlemen, 3 weeks into the college football season, the hashtag FCS over FBS has become a trend, and it still lives on as the North Dakota State Bison went on the road to Iowa City, Iowa, to take on the Hawkeyes of the Big Ten of the FBS. A team that last year was ranked number 5 in the nation. And as you heard in the opening, play-by-play courtesy of ESPN broadcast, Cam Peterson drilled a 37-yard field goal for the 23-21 Bison victory. And joining the show now is somebody who was a part of four of the Bison's 5 consecutive FCS national championships, Christian Dudzik, who is now on the media side of things, co-hosting Bison Game Day and Bison Hotline on 107.9 The Fox in Fargo, North Dakota. And Christian, you wrote a fantastic piece on Medium.com. People can find it on your Twitter timeline as well, at CDUD, C-E-E-D-U-D. It's also on my timeline as well. I gave it a retweet. Tell our listeners how big of a win this was for the Bison and why you believe it may be the greatest victory in program history.
Well, Christian, I'm glad to be on. You know, as far as this being the biggest victory in NDSU history, you know, I think you have to look back at their FBS victories in the past, and, you know, they played up to this point. I think Kansas State was probably the biggest just because of the history of that program, Bill Snyder, you know, everything that goes along with that, the Big 12. And so that was huge in 2013. And this one's obviously bigger because Iowa was 13th ranked in the country coming off a Rose Bowl bid, although they didn't play well against Stanford in the previous season. You know, it just seemed like everything was stacked against NDSU in the fact that they had two overtime victories against top quality FCS opponents the past within the past 3 weeks. And Iowa really hadn't played anybody that was too formidable. I mean, FBS opponents, but who's kidding who? Iowa State is not going to be very good this year. And Miami of Ohio lost to Illinois State, I believe. Am I right on that?
Eastern Illinois.
So, you know, there were so many things stacked up against NDSU in this game. And, you know, I feel kind of bad because, you know, there were some things that I kind of doubted about this team in the fact that they were playing against a really good opponent and that they might be tired for this game. But, you know, they really pulled through and absolutely dominated the second half.
Absolutely. And yeah, I mean, second half, fourth quarter was huge for the Bison. Again, the game was in Iowa, Christian, but what was Fargo like following the win? I mean, did it compare at all to a feeling that the fans have felt over the last 5 years in January after a national title victory? I mean, what was, again, a huge victory over a very well-respected, ranked opponent in the Iowa Hawkeyes. Did the feeling after the victory compare at all to any of the national title victories?
Yeah, I mean, I would say it's pretty similar. You know, not quite national championship. I mean, those are parties unlike any other. But similar to their past FBS victories, and because I was with the players after the game when they got back to Fargo, you know, they were obviously on cloud nine. And it was a big celebration in downtown Fargo.
That's awesome. That's awesome. Now, obviously, both quarterbacks in this game, Easton Stick and C.J. Beathard, I thought they both actually played pretty well. A couple of mistakes for each of them, but overall, I thought they looked good. But how about the running game, Chris? I mean, the Bison ran for a total of 239 yards on this Hawkeyes defense. And as for Iowa's rushing attack, who ran for over 200 yards in the first two games of the season, they were only able to rack up a total of 34 yards. A two-part question for you, Christian. First, what do you believe is the biggest reason NDSU was able to have so much success on the ground? And secondly, on the defensive side of the ball, what allowed the Bison to stuff the Hawkeyes running game the way in which they did?
Well, offensively, you know, To be frank, I was a little surprised that they had so much success, especially in the second half on the ground. You know, it seemed like Iowa might have been a little too talented for you know, somewhat of an inexperienced offensive line in NDSU. But I think the thing that was a key for NDSU was their conditioning. I mean, they really wore down Iowa in the second half. You know, I heard some reports that some Iowa's players were puking on the sideline, and they controlled the ball for 11 minutes in that fourth quarter. And I think that was the major key to pulling that one out on offense and dominating that fourth quarter. Defensively, you know, it's hard to say. I mean, because the defensive backfield struggled a little bit the past two games. But they have gotten better and better each week. So I think they shored up some communication problems, and they really had an excellent pass rush. And Greg Menard, you know, the star defensive end, preseason All-American for NDSU, you know, they really got a lot of pressure, and, you know, they just have an excellent linebacking core, and I think that was really the reason that, you know, they bottled up the rushing attack from Iowa.
Entering this game, I mean, it's something that you already touched on, Christian. North Dakota State was coming off of not one but two overtime victories in the Fargo Dome over some top FCS opponents in Charleston Southern and Eastern Washington. Heading into this week three matchup, based on what you had already seen out of the team in the previous two games, how confident were you in the Bison that they were able to go on the road and defeat this Iowa team for their sixth straight FBS victory? Because although they have such a rich recent history winning the five FCS national championships, and obviously they solidified themselves as the most feared team in the FCS, it seemed as if everybody not in Fargo, North Dakota, counted them out this past week.
Well, absolutely. And, I mean, that is really a narrative that seems to be retold every season, especially those FBS games. And, you know, it just really doesn't matter to this team. I mean, they prepare all offseason knowing full well that they're playing an extremely talented Iowa team. And, you know, I think, are we week three or four? It's their third. It was their third, NDSU's third game. But, you know, it's all in the preparation for this team. And the fans, you know, even though they've seen it before, there's still some doubt that, you know, maybe it's just not going to happen this year. And I'll be honest, I had my concerns as well based on the previous two games and the way that the defense struggled, that they really stepped up to the plate this game and surprised me a little bit in the way that they handled Iowa offensively and defensively.
Again, we have the former North Dakota State safety, four-time national champ, now doing some radio for 107.9 The Fox in Fargo, North Dakota. He's Christian Dudzik joining me here on the CS Podcast, presented by NFLDraftBible.com. I'm your host, Christian Schanefeld, and somebody that you gave a lot of credit to in your article that we touched on earlier, Christian, was head coach Craig Bohl, who was your head coach when you first arrived in North Dakota State a handful of years ago. He instilled this championship mentality there at NDSU, you said, and there's also somebody that many people may not know too much about that also has a significant impact on this team, and that's the strength and conditioning coach, Jim Kramer. You've seen down the stretch when plays needed to be made, especially in the fourth quarter, the Bison were able to drive the ball down the field. Iowa wasn't able to say the same, and maybe they were gassed come the fourth quarter when North Dakota State outgained the Hawkeyes 129 yards to -9. I absolutely love that. Is it safe to call Jim Kramer, the strength and conditioning coach over there at NDSU, is it safe to call him an unsung hero in this team's success over the years?
You know, I think you could say that, and I think you could say that about a lot of strength and conditioning coaches across the nation. You know, with NDSU's recent success, I guess you could say in the past six seasons, Coach Kramer's gained a little more notoriety in the community among the Bison faithful, and people have come to know that the reason that NDSU has been so successful is because of their off-season training and the mentality that they instill in the players. I mean, you know, I train athletes now, you know, for their different sports. I trained a lot of football players here in the summer, and I got the opportunity to take a lot of them to one of NDSU's conditioning. Actually, I took them to a few of them on Fridays because it's the hardest day of the week in July, and, you know, they call it Finish Friday. And it is absolutely, as Coach Bohl used to say, it will bare your soul naked, those conditioning days on Fridays in July. And so I got to take those guys and let them watch exactly how those guys work. And it's the same exact thing that I was doing when I first arrived there in May of 2010. So they've continued to do the same things year after year in the summer. And their guys finish in the fourth quarter unlike anybody else. And I think that's what's led to five consecutive national championships.
Yeah, as they say, if it ain't broke, don't fix it. Now talk about this next man up mentality that you guys also seem to have there in Fargo, Christian. I mean, there has been some big pieces that have had to be replaced over the past few years, to name a few, Marcus Williams, Kyle Emanuel, and yourself on defense, and then Brock Jensen, Carson Wentz, Joe Haig, Billy Turner, Zach Vraw. I mean, the list goes on and on. And, of course, that's for the offensive side of the ball. A handful of these guys are now playing on Sundays in the NFL. How are these coaches able to turn so many guys who come in as freshmen, overlooked by most, if not all, FBS programs, and turn them into elite talent in the FCS and help them ultimately possibly get a look in the NFL?
Well, I'll tell you what, the guys that have the most success at NDSU are the guys that are sponges. You know, guys like Nick DeLuca, the string of quarterbacks that we now have, you know, any of the offensive linemen, Billy Turner, those guys have an ability to take in information better than anybody else and learn the playbook. And then besides that, they're looking at the guys that came ahead of them, you know, the seniors on the team when they're freshmen, and seeing how they work and then adopting that process for themselves and developing themselves in that way. And so that's how they continue to have success, that they have great leaders at the top that the freshmen and sophomores can see how they work and how they prepare for games. And then those players do the exact same things as those guys, and it just continues year after year as more recruiting classes come in.
And obviously, over the past handful of years, I mean, NDSU is one of the top FCS programs that are just flushing out talent to the professional leagues. And obviously, the Bison, they're off this week, Christian, but on October 1st, they'll be back at the Fargo Dome hosting the Illinois State Redbirds for their homecoming game. It'll be the first time these two teams meet since that last-minute 29-27 victory in the 2014-15 FCS National Championship game, which, of course, you were a part of. I was actually at the Illinois State game this past weekend, in which they suffered their first loss of the season to Eastern Illinois. Do you have any early impressions on this game, or is there anything that you'd like to see NDSU improve on as they move on from their sixth straight FBS victory?
Well, one thing that I'm interested to see as far as Illinois State is how their offense is this year. It seems like they're not putting up very big numbers, especially on the scoreboard. So I'll be interested because, you know, in the past, Illinois State's had very good offense and a lot of talent. Mm-hmm. Trey Roberson, you know, all those guys that I played against in the 2014 National Championship. But so I'll be interested to see that from Illinois State. And then, you know, I know this week at every position they're going to be improving, and there's going to be some things that stick out on film more than others. I think at every position, you know, watching the game, I didn't see anything that really, you know, stuck out to me that was something that they really need to improve on, besides probably being on the same page in the secondary, which is something that they continue to work on. But, yeah, I would say probably just the defensive backfield. They got to continue to develop those players, and it's going to take some time, and it'll happen over the season.
Well, I'm certainly hoping for a great game. Maybe it'll be like the last time these two teams met. But I'll say this: I mean, Illinois State, they're going to have to come out much more prepared, and they'll have to make a lot more plays this week if they want to stay in this game against the Bison on October 1st. Christian, it's been a great time talking some North Dakota State Bison. It has to be a great time to be a Bison fan. That's absolutely for sure. We really appreciate you shedding your brilliant insight. Obviously, somebody who has been there, done that, suited up for the Bison, and now you're doing some work on the media side of things. Absolutely love it. Anything else for us before I let you go?
No, I just appreciate you having me on again. I think the last time I talked to you was my senior season, so it's good to talk to you again.
Yeah, it's been a while. If I recall correctly, it was actually the same year you guys, your senior year, same year you guys beat Iowa State, and it was actually a couple weeks after that. It was about a day or two after your guys' victory over Weber State, I believe. But definitely great to talk to you again. We're going to have to do this again down the road, maybe leading up to the FCS playoffs, because if there's one thing for sure, North Dakota State will be there, and it will likely be in contention for a sixth straight FCS National Championship game appearance and possibly victory. Christian, really appreciate it, man. Take care.
Thanks, Christian.